Now we're joined by our good friend, as we are on Tuesdays, our good friend Liz, who's part of Big Brother's or Little Brother's Friends of the Elderly. Hello, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Oh,
what's
good
new with
good.
You?
Yeah, it's amazing how well I am doing, considering how long I've been in the house.
Yeah. Yes, very, very true. But this week is going to be nice, Liz. The weather, you can, you know, are you able to go outside for a little while?
Oh, yeah, we can go outside a little while. Yeah.
Okay.
A little courtyard. Mm-hmm. Do you do a lot of online shopping? Have you been doing any of that, Liz?
Pardon?
Have you been doing some online shopping?
No, I haven't been because I don't want to spend any money right now.
Yeah.
Smart. Smart. I need to learn that.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, because if I start spending money, I don't quit.
Well, that's all of us. Liz, I have a question. If you could go anywhere right now, if I sent my friend who runs a car service up there, she wears a mask. If you could hop in her car and go anywhere in the Twin Cities right now, where would you go? What would you do?
Well, since it's nice out, I would like to go for a walk over Lake of the Isles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that could be doable. I mean, you know.
Is that allowed?
We did get you a steak dinner. I mean, anything is possible. So, I mean, there is that.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to piggyback off Kenny's question. Let's not limit it to the Twin Cities. If you were like Barbara Eden in I Dream of Jeannie and you could just blink your eyes, if you could go anywhere, where would you go for 24 hours?
I would love to go to Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
I've always wanted to go to Paris.
What is it about Paris?
Well, I love architecture, and Paris has some very interesting architecture.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, you know, of course, I'd like to see the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
But I would love to see Notre Dame.
Yes. Yeah. Liz, if you ever get a chance, I don't know, have you ever done any type of architectural tour in Chicago?
No, I never had an opportunity to do so, but I was always wanted to.
Oh, Liz, I've talked about it before. I'm from that area, but even as a tourist, kind of in a place I know, one of the best things, there's a river tour, and you get to, and they do an architectural tour, because there's some fantastic, fascinating architecture in Chicago, and it's mind-blowing.
They do.
The stuff that you learn, yeah.
I second that, Jace. My sister went out to college there, yes, and that was one of the things that we did visiting her, and it's fascinating.
Yeah, well, I went to college there, and so I used to go up and down on the elevated, you know, to different parts of Chicago, but it's different when you're on elevated than when you're walking on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you forget, and I mean, you're familiar with the city. You forget, Liz, and again, because I'm from there, you forget the history in that city. I mean, from Al Capone to the fire and the merchandise mart. I mean, there's just so much there that is just fascinating for a Midwestern city.
Well, you know, one of the things that used to fascinate me when I went to school there is I lived three blocks from the air with the place where the Valentine Massacre took place.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I got to hear a lot about Al Capone.
Wow. That's cool.
Oh. Wow. Well, are you, you know, we're in fall now, Liz, and I know the whole year is kind of running together. Do you enjoy the fall season normally in normal circumstances?
Yeah, that's my favorite season because I don't like heat so much, and so to me, fall's the time to be alive.
Yes.
Oh, I agree. It's my favorite, too.
Sweaters.
If only it would last longer, right?
Yeah.
If only it would last longer. It feels like the time between summer and winter here is just pretty short. We don't get enough
really
of
it. Is.
Yeah.
But I do like Minnesota because we have four seasons. So many other places only have one or two seasons.
It's
so
true.
It gets boring. We at least keep it interesting, right, Liz?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like to be bored.
No, Liz, we would never. We never knew that about you.
Well, I'll tell you, you learn something new about me every day.
Every time.
That's true. Are you reading any new books recently that are...
Well, I haven't had some audio tapes for a couple weeks now because of what's happening on the with the post offices, so I'm hoping to get some for next day or two. So.
Right. Oh. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you need help, like if it keeps happening, if you don't get books in a little while, let us know. We know people who know people who read, so we can get some books for you.
Well, so far so good.
Okay.
But it frustrates me with all the things that are happening with the post office,
mm-hmm.
all the shenanigans going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just worry about
the post office.
Yeah. I mean, I worry about the folks that rely, like my mom, on prescriptions through the mail.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not nothing to mess around with.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the whole problem right there. I mean, half the people in my building get their meds by mail. So.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a conversation in the community, Liz, because of that reason?
Well, you know, I only talked to a few people about this, because a lot of our residents aren't that interested in what's going on, which frustrates me a great deal.
Yeah.
They don't keep up with the news or anything else, and my friend Franny and I, we talk about it constantly.
I love Franny.
Yeah, we get into major discussions on the ridiculousness that's going on out there.
Yeah. Well, give Franny our best, Liz, and you have a good week. And again, if you need books, you let us know. We'll get you some audiobooks.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Liz.
Liz.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
You too. There's Liz, everyone, our buddy. Oh, Franny.
I'm gonna go to Paris with her.
I want to meet Franny. I want to listen
too.
In.
We need more info about Franny.
I want to sit in on a conversation between, can you imagine that? That'd be probably some of the most intelligent conversation we'll hear.
For sure. All the world's problems?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We should just broadcast that. That'll get, put that up there.
Yeah.
That'll be an education for folks.
Now,
correct
me if I'm wrong here, but she has to have, since she is legally blind, she has to have particular audiobooks that play on a certain type of recorder that she gets from the library. Because
it's not a CD,
it's not just
cassette.
Something we can send her. Because I was just thinking about people hearing that for the first time and not knowing and wanting maybe to help her out.
Yeah.
But it's actually a specific type of for visually impaired people. So that's how they're getting.
Right.
That's how she gets them and works them. Because you have to think about working the controls and all of that kind of stuff that she's familiar with that machine.
Got it. That's right. That's a good reminder. I forgot about that. So, well, we got it. We'll keep up with her because we want her to be entertained. We want her to have some books. That's
absolutely
an easy thing we can do. So let's take a break, everybody. Don't forget, follow us on social media. Lex in the Cities, Dawn at Dark, Jason Matheson. And again, please, if you know what's good for you and your health, do not follow Kenny.